We are on Bava Metzia Daf Ches. Bava Metzia Daf Ches. Page 8. Amar Rami Bar Chama, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amar Rami Bar Chama. Zos Ameres. We had said that each one of them basically swears for their half, which effectively means that they're swearing the other person gets to keep the other one. Zos Ameres Magvia Metzia La Chavero Kana Chavero. If somebody picks up something for their friend, so then their friend also acquires it. Okay. De'isakadaitich lo kana chavero, because if you're going to tell me that the friend does not acquire it when you pick it up, Teya says zu kimi shemunachas agave karka, let's make it as if this item, at least the second half of the item, is sitting on the floor. Vizu kamisha munachas agave karka, and the other half, which is the one he's holding, that the other one is now sort of bequeathing to him, is also sitting on the floor. V'lo yikne lo zeh v'lo zeh. Okay, it's interesting. El shalav shamina magdiya mitzil chaver kana chavero. I'm not really sure about that, but okay. I think maybe theoretically we can roll with it for a little bit, which is, I'm not touching the other part. I don't have any intentions for the other part. Maybe the other part doesn't go to my friend. LMI, it must be that when I pick up one half, I'm effectively allowing the other one or bequeathing the other half to the friend. Amr Avila. Because he merits to get part of it for himself, he can also merit to get part of it for his friend. Meaning this is a specific case. It's a unique case in the sense that he's also picking something up for himself. But in general, you couldn't pick something else up for your friend and a kona for your friend. I think that's what it's saying, although I'm not really sure what a case would be. So teda, she'ilu amar l'shluchot seyu gnov li v'ganav pater. I'm not liking these examples right now. If you say to a messenger, hey, can you go steal that for me? And then the person steals it, so then you're pater. From the penalty, because ein shlich dvar avera. Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, I think that's why. Shutvin sheganvu, partners that stole, chayavin. If the partner stole, then they'd be chayav for my taima. Why is it? Lav mishum tamrin amigo dezachlin avshe zachlu chavre. Shmamina, the reason why is because you're able to acquire both parts of the item, even though only half is going to you, you're able to acquire both parts, half for you, half for your friend, because they're coming together. That's the only time that you can say that. So Amar Rava, hashd Amar Amir Amigo, now that we say that we do hold of Amigo, in this case, this kind of Amigo, that since once you're Zochi yourself, you can Zochi somewhere else, so then maybe you could say, Cheresh Upikach Shigbiya Mitzia, that a deaf mute or a regular person without these handicaps that picks up a lost item, mitoch shekana chereish shana kana pakeach. Why would we say that? I'm not getting the connections between these statements, but
either when we find a lost glove on the floor.
Is this a rhetorical ground question?
When we find a lost glove on the ground, we say, oh, what a shame somebody lost a glove, and we leave it there. Then they were snatching up lost gloves. They were, a lost garment. I want that.
Well, I'm not sure that's the same as the Mishnah, but yeah, I'm not understanding what the point of this statement is, but it's basically saying the deaf mute, do we say that the deaf mute picks up half of it, and by picking up the whole thing, he's also makna it to the pikeach?
When the two of them pick it up, the normal person acquires it by reason of the fact that
that's what it's saying. I guess, that's what it's saying. just because of what the concept we just said. Zachin Avshay Zachin Amachavrei. So let's see. The Gemara is going to ask about this. Bishlam Chayrish Kana to come at Gaba Leben Das. El Pikeach Maikana. How did the Pikeach? How did the Pikeach pick it up? So yeah, so it's a case like our Mishnah that the Chayrish gets his side because the Pikeach was zochet to or mizaket to him. But how did the Pikeach get it from the Chayrish who doesn't have das to be makna something? Ela ema Chayrish kana Pikeach lo kana. Let's say Chayrish got it, the Pikeach didn't get it. Umay migo the shnei Chayrishin bi alma kanu. Hi, Namikani. Reva had said, I'm reading Migo. So now we're going to say, okay, so what Migo helps us learn this? Migo the Shnei Chershin bi Alma Kanu Hai Namikani. Because two Chershin, two deaf mutes, could be Zocha in this way. So then even one with a non-deaf mute, a pikeach, would also be kona in this way. So hi mai, says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Im tim salom rhamek bia mitziel chavero kona chavero, hanim yitachat kamagabale, adat the chavre, hai adat the day, kamagabale, iu lo kani, lachrini makni. So I think basically it's basically the same what we said before, which is that the pikeach can be makna something. The cheresh can't be makna. So now you're going to tell me that a cheresh can be makna to another pikeach? Like, why would that be? The only reason that the person is koneid is because the other person is mazaket. The only reason that one person gets it is because the other person bequeathed it to them. Ela ema mitoch shelo kana pikeach, lo kana cheresh. The reason is really because that the pikeach, the regular person, can't acquire it, and therefore the cheresh can't acquire it either. Over there, we made a takana that the cheresh, both the cheresh should be able to get it because we don't want them to fight. Start fights, I don't know. Hacha meimar amar pikeach lokani ana ekni.
You don't want people to steal from deaf mutes, even though they technically can't. We treat them as if they can.
I think is this just saying that he's going to take it easy on a deaf mute? He's not gonna.
There's a takana that you don't want people to start grabbing things from.
Right. I'm talking about the next part.
It seems like it's a public policy.
Yes, correct. It didn't use
just neither of them are going to acquire it. Okay. I'm not really sure what. None of that was based on a Mishnah, so I don't really know like what we're trying to prove in that whole statement. But okay. Oh, well, there you go. Where are we learning this halacha that Rav Acha bar Reider Rav Ada is saying? Like, why? Inim and Mirisha Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. They were saying from the beginning of the Mishnah where it says two people are holding on to a talis. Hasam Hai Kamar Kula Shaliva Anagba Kula V'Hai Amar Kula Shaliva Anagba Kula. They're both saying I want to acquire the whole thing. Ela Mehadze Katani. Rather, means that Omar Kula Shaliva is that Omar Kula Shaliva. It's based on the fact that both of them are saying it's all mine. Hatu Lamali. Why is the Mishnah saying that also? We already learned that. We already said they're both claiming the whole thing. They're Ochsin Batalis. So then, Ela min Mishnah Yisera, that it's from the fact that it said it again, Shema Minaham Yibim Psil Chavero Kana Chavero, the fact that it's teaching us something which presumably we already knew is what we're going to learn from that. That it's makna lechavero type of thing. V'ha'o kimna reishim mitziv esev mikav mechlar. The first daf we already established. The first half was for finding things, and the seifa, the end of it, was for business things. Elam seifa zeh omer kula shali zeh omer chetzia shali. That is the third case, I guess. Not third case, but it's the other case in the Mishnah. Person says it's all mine. The other person says it's half mine. Ha tu lamali. Why does it also say Zeh Omer Kula Shili V'Zeh Omer Kula Shili? Why does it have to say that case again? Shouldn't we be able to learn the same, I guess, mathematical equation from the first part? Okay, so we're going to learn from there. How do we know that that third case, or the second case, I don't know. I guess the third case, if you believe the first is Metzia, the second is Mekach Memkar, so now the third is full and half claims. Eli Mishnah Yisera Mishmah Mina Hamigvel Metzia L'Chavir Kana Chavir. Eli Mai Dem Metzia Dilma Mekach Memkar. Maybe it's a Mekach Memkar. Chitim Mekach Memkar Ma'ale Meimra. So what does it make a difference? Even Mekach Memkar Ma'ale Meimra, what's the difference if it's a business transaction equation rather than a lost item? So it's Riach Sakatai Techamina Haida Kamar Chetzia Shali Lehave Kamesha Vaveda. Let's say that the person who says half of it is mine, it's like he's giving back a lost item. He's basically saying that the other half, the other person can have Vilipatar. And maybe he would not have to swear in that case, since he's Modem and Miktas, maybe. Kamash Malan, Tehai Iarume Kamarim. The one that's saying it's only half is trying to trick us. Savar iamina kula shili beina ishtabue, because he's going to, oh, we've seen this before. It's sort of like using the migo to his own advantage. If I say the whole thing is mine, they're going to make me swear. Dehave kamesha vaveda yipatar. Because, so instead, I will be like a, I'm emahachi, say it like this, meaning that you only claim a half, and therefore you're not going to have to swear. You'll also get less, but okay. Elameha, meaning, so maybe that's the chiddush of that third case of the Mishnah, not to teach us. So says the Gemara, Elameha, Hayushnaim Rochman Agabe Behem, if they're both riding on horse, Hatu Lamli, why do we need that case? Shouldn't we already learn it from the Talis case? Elamishna Estesh, Mamina, Megbil, Mitzil, Chavir, Kana Chavir. What? That once you're acquiring it for yourself, you're acquiring it for, so that you can bequeath it to your friend. So Gemara says, Vidilma Hakamash Mandaroch Fanamikani. Maybe the chiddush there is not magbiya mitzia lechaver or kana chaver, but rather that the rochev nami kani, someone who's riding on a horse, that's also an act of acquisition. Even though it's not really a mashicha, you're sort of causing it to go. I don't know if you're causing it to go. I would guess you're just kind of like taking hold of it. Ela misefa mis. Okay, fine. So bizman, rather the end of the Mishnah. Bizman shehen motin oshiyesh lehen edim cholkem lo shvua. When they agree, when they both admit, or when there are witnesses involved, so then you do not take a shvua b'mai. Even echo mechon tzrich le'mar. If we're talking about a business transaction, so then if they both agree to it, so then what do we need a shvua for? So Elulavimitzi, rather it's talking about a found item. And it's teaching a Shemaimina Amya Mitzil Chaver Kana Chavero. V'Reva Amarlach, and Reva then responded, if you remember the line of Reva, V'Reva Amarlach, Migo de Zachlin Ashe, Zachlin Chavere. And then that's how Reva explains that concept, Hamagvim Mitzil Chaver Kana Chavero. And he says that it's based on this concept of Migo de Zachlin Ashe, Zachlin Amila Chavere. Okay, it's sort of like a 1-2 punch. Once you can acquire it for yourself, you're also acquiring it or bequeathing it to your friend. All right, I'm not really sure what the other situations would be that we apply this magbia mitzil chaver kana chaver, but that's the halacha. I guess we hold like that. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if we hold like that. I don't see any letters that say that. Okay, hayu shnayim rochven. Two people were riding on an animal. I'm Rav Yosef. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda. Shamis minei demar Shmuel tarti. We learn from Shmuel two dinim. Who's Shmuel?
From Mer Shmuel.
Have we said Shmuel yet?
I don't think
so. Okay, maybe it's coming up.
It says the well-known Amora and Kali, the Rav, was one of Rav Yehuda's mentors.
Okay. Okay, Shamis Mine Dramar Shmuel Tarti. I heard two things from Shmuel. Rachov Umanhig. Chad Kani v'chad lo kani. V'loydan ha'minayu. Oh, that's what's going on. I heard this thing from Shmuel, but I don't remember what he said. All I remember is that either the rider or the guide, is that how you say that?
The rider. Someone who's or the leader.
The leader. Meaning he's not on the animal, he's pulling the animal, like Haman and Mordechai situation. Getting the Purim spirit here. So I don't remember which one takes precedence. Say Echidami. Ilema Rachav L'chudei Umane L'chudei. If we're talking about someone who's just riding an animal versus someone who's leading an animal, meaning not the same animal. So then, manhig lechudei miika man to amar lokani. Is there an opinion that would say that you're not kona when you lead an animal? You're pulling the animal. That's what we would call meshicha, which is a normal way of acquiring a larger animal. So manhig lechudei miika man to lokani. Ela iikal meimar de lokani. Rather, if we're going to say that they're two separate situations, one person's riding, one person's leading in a different animal, so then if that's the setup, so then surely what he meant was the one who's riding the animal is not Kona. But then we've got a problem with our Mishnah. So let's see. Rather, we're talking about where they're doing it on the same animal. My Rachav Adif, the Hataf is Bay, maybe the one who's actually on the animal gets precedence because he's straddling the animal. He's actually holding it. He's seizing it. Odilma manhig adif, or maybe the leader is da'azim echamasei, because the animal is walking because through him. Machmasei, meaning he's the one that's causing it to walk, which I assume is just like a meshicha situation. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar li Rav Yehuda, meaning that if it was two separate animals, it would not be a question. We wouldn't need Shmuel to teach us that. Rather, it must be a case where they're both doing it to the same animal, one riding, one leading, and there was, then we have the suffix, which one's more prominent in this dynamic. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar li Rav Yehuda, Nechzi Anan, let us look, I think. And it's non, the Mishnah says in Kilayim, I thought we were going to go straight to our Mishnah, but I'm sure it'll come up. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Hamanig Sofegas Harbaim. The one who is leading the two animals, the shor and the chamor, together, which is an Isser Daraisa, so he's the one that's going to get malchus for it. Sofegas Harbaim, he's going to have 40 lashes, which is really 39, which might be really even more less than that. Bayoshi Bekaron, and someone who is sitting on a carriage, which is on top of the shor and the chamor. No, or is being drawn by the carriage, okay, as opposed to the one that's leading them. Sofik Zarbaim, they're also going to get lashes because I guess they're pulling them. That's what I have here, which is an interesting concept. It's almost like a Shabbos elevator question. You ever see those questions? I think I mentioned it in Shul last week during Mincha Maariv. Some say that you're over an Isser of Lo Sevaru Eish because you're adding weight to an elevator. Right, when you go into a non Shabbos elevator, you're adding weight to the elevator, and therefore you're causing it to sort of burn more fire or whatever. There's a concept like that.
Not trying a Shabbos elevator, also.
It might be, which is why some people are mocking not to use Shabbos elevators. Yeah, some say that I think the power output of a Shabbos elevator is constant. I don't know how these things work. But Rabbi Meir Poter Hasayoshev Bekaron. Rabbi Meir. Says someone who's in the carriage is not going to be held liable because they didn't do anything. Umid apech Shmuel v'tani, and the fact that Shmuel then came and said, "V'chacham poter nesayoshi bekaron." Oh, the meaning that Shmuel flips the shitas. The first shita was they're both chayev. Then we said Rabbi Meir holds that the people in the carriage are not chayiv. And then Shmuel flipped it and said, no, the chachamim are the one that said that the people in the carriage are not chayiv. And Rabbi Meir, I guess, is the one who said they're both chayiv. Shema mina rachel v'chudei lokani v'kol shekin rachel v'makom manhig. I guess we're equating the manhig, we're creating the rochev and the people in the carriage. Because I guess Shmuel wanted the Chachamim to be the one that he paskins like. So he said the Chachamim are the ones that say it's Pater. So maybe just sitting there and not doing anything is not Chayiv. Just like sitting there not doing anything in a carriage is also not Chayiv.
What does this have to do with ownership? I mean, if I take Shor and Chamor that definitely don't belong to me, and I have them.
I think I hear what you're saying. I think the point here by Kilayim, the point is, and we might just deny this in a second. I think the point is, do you have an effect on the animal? Are you contributing to the animal?
I'm a hired hand, and
if you're hired, then there's already an owner.
Correct, but I'm the one who yokes them together.
Yeah, but that's not what the intention of. So I hear what you're saying. From Kuhlein's perspective, I get that. Yeah, I get that. I think if we're saying like all else is equal, do we say that, meaning it's a hefker animal or something like that? I don't know. Amar li Abaye Rav Yosef, Hazimnin Tzagin, Amar Lan Nechze Anan. There are plenty of times where we said the words Nechze Anan, V'lo Amart Lan Mishmed Rav Yehuda. And you never quoted Rav Yehuda.
This time he did.
When did he quote Rav Yehuda? The beginning of it? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar li Rav Yehuda. Okay. It's one of those like interesting tangents. Like, we're in the middle of conversation here. Why are you talking about like who I quoted? So Amar li Ibra. Rav Yosef said to Abaye, the truth is, Ibra? The truth is, it is true? I don't know the word, Ibra.
Truly.
The word, though, it's like Bari, maybe it's clear, I don't know. Ibra, the truth is that Rav Yehuda said this himself, Udechirna Nami Damrile. And I remember that I said to him, Hechi Pashit Mar, how do you, Rav Yehuda, hold by this halacha? Rachov Miyoshev, Yoshev lo tavis b'moseira, Rachov tavis b'moseira, that the one on the actual animal is sitting and also holding on to the reins. Is that what the moseira is? Like the rope?
Since, I mean, in this odd case, one wonders, if the people in the wagon were holding the reins, maybe they would be liable. But you've got two people sitting in the wagons with their hands.
Right. They're just being along for the ride.
And somebody pulling the reins of the.
Right. So Rav Yehuda said that the one that's riding on the animal is I guess. I think he's explaining the one riding on the animal is holding the reins, and therefore it's a greater acquisition there. Yoshev lo tavis b'mosera, achav tavis b'mosera. V'amar li Rav Ushmuel d'amri tarvayo mosera lokani. And then he proposed that. Abaye, Rav Yosef proposed that to Rav Yehuda, and he said no. Rav and Shmuel both said that mosera doesn't make any difference. Having the reins in your hand does not make a difference in terms of acquisition. So ikad amri, alternatively, that it's not Rav Yosef who asked Rav Yehuda. Amar lei, Abaye le Rav Yosef, hechi pashit mar, rachov miyoshev, yoshev lo tavis b'mosera, rachov tavis b'mosera, amar lei, hachi tana, idi mosera lokani. Idi, meaning the person named Idi. Itmar nami, amar Rabbi Chelbo, amar Rabbi Huna, mosera mechaver lokana, metzia b'metzia v'nechse hager lokani. If you are using the reins to acquire from a friend, so that works. But someone who's using the reins in order to acquire from a lost item or a convert with no heirs, and therefore basically koa kodem zachalo, whoever is like hefker, so lokani. You cannot acquire from hefker with the reins, but you could acquire from someone else with the reins.
How do you acquire the animal from hefker?
I think that would have to be with mashicha. Mashicha, I think,
mashicha
is ideal.
Includes the reins.
Correct. But you have to pull the animal. It doesn't need the reins. But whatever it is, you have to pull the animal. You have to make the animal move because of you. I think that's...
Okay, so if you...
Can we talk about that a little bit?
So let's say you pull the animal because of you. You take the reins and you yank. It's good.
If the animal moves.
If the animal
I think
moves.
You have to move. Dalai Lama
or something. Standing behind the animal and you grab their reins and you...
Sort of like giddy up horsey type of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe that works. I don't know. You'd have to, Mashiach typically means to pull, but this you're sort of like pushing. I think we've said in the past, there's a famous Tosos that talks about elephants and says that you can make elephants jump and that would be the way to acquire it because Tosos never saw an elephant before. So that's what they thought you could do that with an elephant.
We definitely learned
that. I'm pretty sure we learned it, yeah. Maybe it was in Shabbos in terms of carrying. I don't remember. But the point is that there are ways that you could sort of elicit the animal to move, even if you're not in front of it, that we could say that that counts. So Bishlama, my lashon mosera, amarava idi asperali, ka'adam hamoser davar lechavero. When we say the words mo seira, we don't simply mean the reins, but we really mean someone who's giving over, meaning that you hand the reins over. Bishlama me chavero kani itzakam master le chavre, because his friend gave it to him. There's like a mesira there. Ella b'mitziyu v'nichse agir man ka master le delikne. You can't use the word moseira, but when it comes to a lost item or nichse hager. And therefore, because there's no mesira, there can't be any moseira. And are we saying that as a statement or a challenge? I think we're just saying as a statement. That's why it's lokani. Meisive, our Mishnah, finally. Hayushnan rochon agave hema, money. Who is the author of our Mishnah that says that if two people are riding on an animal, so then they have to go split it? Mani, ilema, Rabbi Meir. If we're going to say it's Rabbi Meir, which, at least according to Shmuel, believes that someone who's rochev agave behema is chayev for kilayim. Actually, both of them hold this. Both Chacham and Rabbi Meir said that. But ilema, Rabbi Meir, hash yoshev kani rochev imbaya. If someone who's sitting on it is Kona, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that even the one in the carriage is Kona, or is Chayev for Kilayim. This is, again, according to Shmuel, who flips the Shitas. The Yoshev is Chayev, therefore Yoshev is also Kona. So Rachav Yibaya, if the person in the carriage is going to be Chayev for Kilayim, therefore he's also been Kona by sitting in the carriage. All the more so, someone who's actually riding the animal is going to be Chayev. So why would the Mishnah need to teach us that? So it can't be Rabbi Meir. El Olav, Rabbanan. It must be the Rona, according to Shmuel, that say that it's Pater if you sit in the carriage for Kilayim. And the Chiddush is that Rochev, you have to teach us. Ushmamina Rachav Kani. So Gemara says, no. Hachamas, Kinan, Bimanik, Viraglov. What? We're talking about someone who is leading the animal.
He drives the animal with his feet. I mean, that's what you sit on a horse, and to make the animal a horse, you kind
of... Oh, Baraglov, meaning he's not... Together, he's not standing, he's kicking the horse. He's kicking. Okay, I get it. So that's what we're talking about, and maybe that's why it's Kona, not because he's just sitting there.
Sitting passively in a carriage...
Right, and that is considered like mishicha, similar to what I was telling you before. If you're using it to make them move the animal, so then it's going to be kona. So ihachi hainu manhig. That's the same as a manhig, same as a guide. So Gemara says treik avni manhig. There are two types. Smau de tamer rachav adif deham manhig v'tafis bay kamash malan. Maybe you would say that they're both considered like manhigim. True, but you would say maybe that the person that's on the actual animal is better because they're holding it. Kamash Malan, our mission is teaching us that it's no different. I don't know how we're saying that, but how
did our mission... from...
What Mishnah said, Echad Rochev Yechad Manhig? Our Mishnah said that?
I don't think so.
Oh, it should have said that.
Maybe
it should have said that. Meaning it should have written not Rochev, Shnaim Rochvin. It should have said Rochev or Manhig. It shouldn't have said just Rochev. So it's Sachema. Shnaim Shnaim Moshe Gamal. Two people are Moshech, or they're pulling a camel. Uman Higin Bachamor. Or two people that are leading a donkey. Oshay Achad Moshech Ve'achad Manhig. Or one is pulling and one is leading. I'm not really sure what the difference is there. B'midazos kanu. In this way, they're both kona. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, l'olam lo kana ad shetehe mashicha v'gama v'hanhaga v'chamor. Only once you're pulling the camel and leading the donkey. But to lead the camel and to pull the donkey would not work.
Apparently, the distinction according to note is the camels you're tugging and the
right.
Donkey you're driving it from behind.
Oh, from behind. Okay, interesting.
That's what the note says.
So Katani Mihas, Oshay Echad Moshech Ve'Echad Manhig. It says it makes no difference. Moshech Manhig in Aval Rachav Lo. It sounds like oh, we're using this just to teach us that rochev is not the same as Moshe Chormanhig. Says the Gemara, no, hu adin da fili rochev v'hat katani Moshe Chormanhig la'afukim ed Rabbi Yehuda da amar ad hashtem mishich v'gam al haga b'chamor k'mashvon da fili ibchana mikani. That they're just using that as a sort of an introduction to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only one for one and one for the other, whereas the Tanakhama is trying to say, no, both of them work for either one, for either animal. All right, let's stop there. I know it's in the middle of a conversation.
But e-hockey?
Yeah. Okay. E-hockey. I don't see any stopping points in the near future. There's one of, like, 10 lines down.
Yeah.
Now we're going to hold that for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.